right, welcome to another presentation of Movies to Comics. And in this case, you could probably argue this is also Books to Comic. So I am tackling, again, late 70s, early 80s iteration of The Lord of the Rings. This was based off the Ralph Bakshi, you know, rotoscoped 70s animated movie. And they were reportedly produced throughout Spain and internationally. Other markets as well, and eventually got a translation years later, but it mainly documents just events from the Ralph Bakshi movie, as well as kind of expands on it a little bit. It's an interesting animated book because, you know, even for a comic standards, it's just interesting how they're essentially translating key parts of the book. And this was years, of course, you know, before the beloved, you know, award-winning Peter Jackson movies. But it's just very vivid animation, and it makes you go, man, you know, this is what I can only imagine what someone reading this would have done had they met this at a random flea market or store or what have you back, you know, years before you had a visual to actually follow and bring to life. It's an interesting read. It's not a must read, but if you're a Tolkien, you know, hardcore film buff and reader, you're going to probably want to check this out, and just for easy, light reading. And especially if you are a bigger fan of even the 70s animated movie, but totally recommend. You can probably find it on a comic book site. You know who you are. You can find it there. If not, you know, there's bound to be something on eBay. Just look up Lord of the Rings comic book and you should be able to find it. That brings us also to a 1990 version of The Hobbit. Now, this literally takes actual scrolls and text from the book. This was years before, you know, after the 70s cartoon TV movie version, and years before we got those unneeded prequel trilogies. Sorry, not a fan. But this is interesting because, you know, Hobbit is one of my favorite books, and I say if you're going to have a companion piece, look no better. This is, once again, same deal. If you want just to reread the book but have an actual visual thing, or if you, for whatever reason, can't read the book but want to, again, just have something accompanying the words that brings that complements the imagination, then definitely read this 1990 created and 2001 reissued version of The Hobbit. And just the artwork is just dynamite, especially here. This wins out in terms of which ones is the better. And altogether, it's just very intriguing that they were able to just have the text in the bubble and have it make coherent sense. You know, this would be like if you were to read a comic book version of Dune. I'm sure there's some of them out there, but I have yet to check. Altogether, it's just an interesting version, and I can only imagine how fun this would have been years before anyone had a movie version to look at and just wanted to have some, you know, The Hobbit wasn't a hard read, but it was also, you had to find the right amount of people with imagination to read it. And, you know, if you're not going to do that, you should still just read this comic book and check it out, because it's just very dynamic with the color hues it embeds in here, as well as just cutting to the chase, just a good giant summary of all the events and placing them in this comic book. But I mean, it's also a little just intriguing at times, because at times I almost feel like, you know, did some of these same production designers work on any of these movies? Because, man, these characters look almost so much like the movie realized versions of Tolkien's literary, you know, version. But altogether, it's just a very intriguing side read. If you just, you know, don't want to watch the movie or reread the books right now, but yeah, you know, I gotta applaud all these comic books, because that, you know, I love it when someone can do a successful transition and actually bring it about face and no artiste talent was spared on this turnout. And I mean, the fact that they've republished it so many times, that does say a lot, but I gotta applaud the crew of this particular production company. And if you're gonna read either of these, definitely check out the Hobbit one. That is a must. And just very easygoing, should appeal to all ages, whether you're a junior high level or an actual young adult, but or just an older individual who's just wants to read comic books in general. But altogether, this has been part of our Lord of the Rings week, and I hope you enjoyed this quick listen.
We'll return after these messages.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win Show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide all across the globe. We are in the US, we are in the UK, we are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan, we're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, all things that we love, all manga that were originally published in the legendary magazine Weekly Shonen Jump.
But not every series can run for 300 chapters and have a hit anime. This is David.
This is Jordan.
We're the hosts of Shonen Flop. Each episode, we look at manga that ran in Jump that didn't quite make it.
We discuss what it did wrong, what it did right, how the series could have turned itself around, and ultimately, was it a flop or not?
Run all your favorite podcast apps, and you can find us at shonenflop.com.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a jacked up.